Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for Sunday baseball. Shockers finishing out a 12-game road trip and finishing out a 6-game set with the Tennessee Smokies. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a guy who's very familiar with the Tennessee Smokies and is now with the Milwaukee Brewers as an assistant in player development. It's Justin Bohr. Justin, thanks so much for joining us.
Couldn't be happier to be joining the show this morning. Hope everyone's having a great Sunday morning.
How much have you enjoyed joining the Brewers player development staff over this offseason and getting to hang out with a guy like manager Joe Arolt past week?
Just perfect timing as he walks into the door. I'm sure those listeners who've been out there have been enjoying the treat that he is to listen to his daily interviews. So if that's any indication of how things have gone so far, I think that's pretty spot on. I've enjoyed, you know, every second of it.
What's it been like hanging up the spikes and working on the player development side? You're on the opposite side. You're coaching some guys instead of playing.
It's definitely different. There's a lot of similarities. You still go to the field. You still you're still involved in the baseball game. And I knew right away, you know, after I retired and got my degree, that baseball is where my heart was, where my passion was. And you know, I got a lot of cognitive empathy for these guys, just playing at all different levels: minor leagues, major leagues, Venezuela, Mexico, Korea, Japan. So, you know, there's a lot of these situations that guys go through on a daily basis. I've lived it. And I understand how they're feeling, so I'm able to give a little bit of insight towards those situations.
Well, and how much does that help you on the player development side with your experience, whether it's in Korea or Japan or in Mexico or across the world or across minor league baseball?
It definitely helps. It definitely helps. And then, you know, you pair that with, you know, all the organizational initiatives that are in the game today, and pair that with my baseball knowledge, and I think it's a nice little mix.
How much have you enjoyed the Brewers organization?
Oh, I've loved it. It's been a good time.
One of the big things, too, that you're out here this week, Shockers offense is starting to rear things up. How much have you enjoyed watching the lineup go out there every day and get a bunch of hits, a bunch of runs?
It'd be good to see a couple more wins. But obviously last night was good, 6 runs. I want to say, was it 11 hits, Joe? 12 hits, sorry. Thank you very much. That's why he's the manager and I'm just in player development. But no, it's been good. I've actually been thoroughly impressed with, you know, the way guys are going about their business here in Biloxi. You know, there's been some injuries, there's been all kinds of different stuff, so they're playing hard here at the end of this road trip. So it's been really good to see that positive attitude and guys finishing this week strong, going an off day.
Another big thing, too, is this is a place where you have played multiple times throughout your career. You go up to the press box, there are multiple pictures of you up there in a Smokies uniform from back in your playing days. What's it like being back in this ballpark in the visiting clubhouse?
It's a little bit different. It's definitely different. I spent, obviously, 2 seasons over there on the other side and spent a lot of seasons with the Cubs organization. So it's definitely different, but it's been good.
You know, using your experience with the guys that you're coaching, what's it like just as a coach being in the same exact position that these guys are at in the AA level, playing in the Southern League and playing much of the same schedule, albeit 8 teams instead of 10, that when you played down here in the Southern League?
Like I said before, you know, the empathy really comes into play. One thing that I told myself when I got done playing, you know, you listen to broadcasts, you listen to guys talk about baseball, and it seems like guys forget how difficult the game is immediately after they're done playing. So I went in with the mindset of, don't forget how hard this game is to play. Don't forget how challenging it is to go through all the things that they do on a daily basis, and just be another support system. And I think they have a great support system here in Milwaukee.
And you talked about your experiences across the world. What was it like playing baseball, whether it's in Korea or Japan or Mexico or kind of globetrotting across the universe?
Yeah, so when I got released from the Angels in 2019, I kind of started that world tour. I went to Japan 2020, and then Korea 2021, and then Mexico in 2022. So experiences that a lot of people don't really get the opportunity to do. I made the most of it, did some traveling, saw some sights, got to see different cultures, enjoyed great foods, and obviously, I think you're seeing now a lot of how talented some of the Japanese players are that are coming over right now playing. So it was good quality baseball, and it was cool to see how you know, other cultures live.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were a Hanshin Tiger, correct?
I was a Hanshin Tiger, yes, I was.
And they won the title last year. How excited were you seeing them getting to win it all for the first time in over 40 years?
They did. I was very excited for them. I wish I was there playing and and being part of that, because I know, I'm sure they had a great time. That parade, I'm sure, was insane, because they always talked about that. But to this day, I would say, of all the fans, they are definitely the most engaged. They're constantly reaching out, you know, whether it's social media or whatever. They're just so supportive.
One of the big things over there, too, is the cheering sections will make up songs for play. Did you have your own song?
Oh, yeah. Everyone has their own song over there. I couldn't tell you what it was, and I couldn't sing it for you, so don't ask, but yeah.
That's incredible. Justin, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate having you here.
Thank you for having me.
This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame interview. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.